Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. How may I help you?
Yeah,
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
I just filled out this thing here, and it said, your entry and monthly plan has been confirmed. What does this monthly plan mean? I have no idea what this monthly plan means.
Okay, sir. Can I please have your zip code and your first and last name?
Zip code is 47250. First name Jack, last name Lambright.
027450.
47250, yes.
And you said Jack Lambright. And for security purposes, can you please verify the address on the account?
It's 406 West State Street, Apartment 1, Madison, Indiana, 47250.
Okay, yes. So I see that you entered in for a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. Now, in the terms and conditions to even process the shipping and handling, well, to process the entry, it does state that you'd be also agreeing to sign up for our meal plan app, which has healthy recipes up there to help you achieve your goal. What I can do is make it $20 a month instead of $60.
You can do what now?
Make it $20 a month instead of $60.
Where did I agree so in there? I thought I was paying the shipping to get that the vacuum cleaner. That's what I gave my credit card information is to get that vacuum. That didn't say that was a chance to win a vacuum. That said if I paid the shipping cost that I would get the vacuum.
Yes, sir. It was a chance to enter and to win.
That is not at all the way it came up on my phone. I got a direct email and it said that congratulations. And then I could pick one of those products, and all I had to do was pay the shipping. I would have never given my credit card. I don't want to sign up for any monthly plan on my credit card. I don't want that. Cancel that. And if I put my name in for a drawing for something when it specifically said that I was going to get something, it had right there it says confirm receipt, and then when you hit claim now, it mentions no thing about you got $100 cash value. This offer is available until March 7th. And you hit accept, and it you go through the questionnaire thing, and then it says congratulations, you won one of the five or six items. And I clicked on the Dyson vacuum. And you're telling me I'm not getting that vacuum. I'm just entered my name into a chance to win it. Plus, I've authorized a $60 a month charge on my credit card with nothing popping up to give me any information to say that.
Yes, sir, there's a chance to win.
Well, you need to take me out of there. I don't want the chance to win, and I don't want that money coming out of my account, and I want a refund for the $2 and whatever, the $6.95 for the shipping cost.
No, sir, that's not what you were charged for. You were charged $6.59.98. Now, what I can refund you back is $55 because we have a $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Well, they just committed fraud there. They told me I got a vacuum if I paid the shipping cost. I want all my money back.
Yes, sir. I can refund you $55 back because there was a $5 non-refundable setup fee.
It's a scam. That's not what the thing said. I won the vacuum, and all I had to pay was the shipping. It didn't say that I was entered in anything for $59.95. It never mentioned that. Until the very end, it mentioned it. Like, well, wait a minute. I didn't sign up for anything. Something signed me up for something, and there was nothing on there that I agreed to those terms. Let me speak to a supervisor. I'm not paying for something I didn't agree to.
Yes, sir.
I want all my money back.
Please
I did not agree to sign up for $59.95 for anything. I did not agree to that.
Okay, so I'm getting you transferred over now. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day. I'm going to cancel out your account for you, though, and then get you transferred.
All right, cancel it.
All right, your account has been canceled. Now I'm getting you transferred over. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.